Keith Peters reporting there's been a strong Russian offensive in various sectors of Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops are locked in intense battles with the advancing Russian army in two border areas. He says fierce battles are taking place near the border in eastern and northeastern Ukraine as outgunned and outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers try to push back a significant Russian ground offensive. Meanwhile, the death toll from a Russian apartment building collapse blamed on Ukrainian shelling has risen to 15. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is emphasizing that Israel has failed to neutralize the Hamas terrorist group in its incursion into Gaza and that Israel should get out of Gaza. Former Bush foreign policy adviser Dan Senor was asked if Israel can thrive following the deadly October 7th attack and the continuing war against Hamas.
I'm quite optimistic, but Israel it's predicated on A, Israel dealing with its security challenge, which is enormous, and B, how Israel deals with its trauma. The Israeli people are both incredibly optimistic and hopeful and impressive, and then there's this sense of being shattered.
Senor spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Fire experts and officials are warning that an intense wildfire could reach a town in western Canada this week. There are forecasts of strong winds that have fueled the out-of-control blaze approaching Fort Nelson in British Columbia. Thousands of people have been evacuated. A local official said Monday that emergency crews are preparing for a last stand as dozens of remaining residents are urged to leave. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the Nasdaq rose 47. This is SRN News. Black Protestants are turning away from the Democratic Party.
According to data analyzed by Eastern Illinois University professor Ryan Burge, 60% of African-American Protestants strongly support the party in 2008. Today, only 49% do. Burge says Democrats are losing black Protestants in part because the party has embraced the LGBT agenda and other causes that run contrary to black voters' religious beliefs. While some black Protestants are becoming Republicans, others are going independent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado is the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many arriving from Texas where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women in 2021. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close near their record heights. The S&P 500 ended little changed and is less than 1% below its record set at the end of March. Stocks have rallied this month on revived hopes that inflation may ease enough to convince the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate later this year. A key test will arrive Wednesday when the government offers an update on inflation. GameStop and other stocks soared. The Dow was down 81 points to finish at 39,431. The Nasdaq gained 47 to 16,388. The S&P 500 dropped 1 point to 5221. New York oil rose 86 cents to $79.12 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.